This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. The state has approved Mesa County's plan for reopening public life, but the county's plans aren't much different than Governor Polis's Safer at Home order. Some changes that the county sought, such as limited in-person dining at restaurants, won't be taking effect right away, and no effective date has been set. Other efforts to ease restrictions, such as in-store retail shopping beginning May 1st, are the same as what the state has already announced. Mesa County's plan does differ from the state's in a few areas, such as new guidelines for places of worship and gyms to reopen. Effective dates and more details on Mesa County's plan will be available in the next few days once a new public health order has been approved. The COVID-19 pandemic has delayed countless activities. Among them is an effort to formally change the mission of the state agency that oversees oil and gas development. Last year, Senate Bill 181 passed, which makes major changes to how the oil and gas industry is regulated in Colorado. It changes the mission of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. The COGCC formerly was charged with fostering oil and gas development. Under the new law, it will regulate the industry in a way that protects public health, safety, welfare, the environment, and wildlife. The new rules for the mission change will cover areas such as permitting, worker safety, public water systems, and more. Hearings about that mission change have not taken place yet due to the pandemic. On July 1st, a new professional set of paid commissioners will replace the current volunteer commission, another change brought about by SB 181. Rather than start the rulemaking with one set of commissioners and finish it with another, the COGCC has decided to delay hearings until August and September. Drive-in movies may be returning to the Western Slope soon. Governor Jared Polis's Safer at Home order limits public gatherings to 10 people or less, which means that theaters are still closed. That order, though, does not make a distinction for drive-in theaters. Pam Friend, owner of the Star Drive-In Theater in Montrose, told the Montrose Daily Press that she wants to open the theater by mid-May. The county has given the Star permission to reopen if its operation meets safety criteria. In Delta, the TrueView Drive-In got the green light from Delta County Public Health to open on April 17th. The TrueView will be showing two movies this week on different nights, starting May 1st. This is KVNF News.